神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
We welcome you to the program.
我们欢迎你到节目中来。
We're going to study the last two love languages.
我们要来学习最后两个爱的语言。
These are service and touch.
那就是服务还有触摸。
The love language of service is one that has a beautiful example in the Christian Bible.
服务这种爱的语言在圣经里面有一个非常美的例子。
In the day that Jesus lived, in that culture, people walked on dusty roads in open sandals.
在耶稣的时代，他们的习惯就是人们他们穿着凉鞋在泥沙路上走。
It was appropriate for a servant to be standing at the door.To wash the feet of a guest when they came into the house.
所以当他们要到人家的家里面去的时候呢，仆人们应该站在门口先帮他们洗脚。
At that time, just before the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, he and his disciples were having the Passover feast in a room loaned to him and his disciples for that feast.
就在耶稣要上十字架受死之前呢，那么耶稣跟他的门徒们就跟人家借了一间房间，在那里过最后的晚餐。
While they were eating, Jesus got up, got a basin of water, put a towel around his waist, and went to one of the disciples and began to wash his feet.
当他们准备要吃之前呢，耶稣突然间站起来，去端了一盆水，还有一条毛巾，开始来洗他门徒的脚。
This was unheard of. A master washing the feet of a servant?
从来就没有听说过一个主人去洗仆人或学生的脚的。
But he was more than a master, he was the son of God.
他不只是一个主人，他还是神的儿子呢。
Jesus had told them that they must love one another, and now he was showing them an act of love.
耶稣曾经教导他们要彼此相爱，而现在呢，他正做给他们看什么叫做爱的行动。
He encouraged them to follow his example.
耶稣也劝勉他们要跟着他这样做。
You see, early in his ministry, he had told them that in the kingdom of God, those that would be great would be servants.
在以前，耶稣也宣讲过，他说呢，在神的国度里面，那最大的就是要做仆人的。
This is so different from what the world thinks today.
这个跟今天社会上的想法、世界的想法实在太不同了。
For today, they think the greatest should be served.
今天的想法就是那最伟大的应该是被服务的。
But Christ and Christian belief is that we serve one another in love.
但是基督徒会相信我们要彼此来服务。
We do things not out of duty, but love.
我们这样做不是因为我们尽责任，而是我们爱对方。
A friend of mine told me that her father was very good to her and loved her very much.
我一个朋友告诉我说，他的爸爸对他非常好，非常爱他。
He always knew what she needed before she knew what she needed.
在他自己都不晓得自己需要什么以前呢，爸爸就已经知道他需要什么。
He took her to school every morning in her younger years.
每一天 在他小时候上学的时候呢，每天早上都送他上学。
He anticipated her every need.
所有的需要他都满足他。
She knew that he loved her.
所以这个孩子很清楚爸爸很爱他。
He did not have to do these things. Her mother could have done them.
这些事情其实妈妈做就好了，爸爸不需要做。
But it was the way the father showed his love to her.
但是是爸爸对女儿、对孩子显示他的爱。
There was a woman one time was married to a very hard-hearted, mean man.
曾经有一个妇女，她跟一个很严厉、非常凶的丈夫结婚。
She kept his house very good, but hated to do it for him.
这个太太呢，把家里弄得非常的整齐、非常好，但是呢，她都出于恨来做。
She really resented every minute of it.
每一分钟，她对她都怀着恼恨。
She wrote a note listing all the things she hated to do.
她就写了一张条子，上面列出来她很讨厌做的事情。
She hated picking up his clothes.
想说捡起对方的衣服。
Washing his socks.
洗先生的袜子。
Cooking his food.
为他煮饭。
And she wrote other things down.
等等，她写了很多。
She then hid the note in a drawer and forgot about it.
她就把这个条子藏在她的抽屉里面，就忘掉了。
Then her husband died.
后来她先生死了。
After a while, she married again.
过了一阵子，她又结婚。
This time, the man was loving, caring, and very helpful to her.
这次结婚的对象呢，对她的太太很恩爱，关心她，而且呢，常常帮助她。
She really loved him.
她非常的爱她的先生。
One day she found that note that she had written about the other husband.
有一天她在抽屉里找到那一张她曾经啊为以前那个先生写的那个条子。
As she read it, she began to name the things that she had hated to do for him.
她就开始一个一个念下去，看她有哪一些是很讨厌为她以前的前夫做的那些事。
Then she realized that those very things she resented, before that she had to do for her first husband, she was now doing for her second husband and enjoyed doing it for him.
她却发现这些她以前对前夫很恼恨、很讨厌做的事情，对现在这个先生，她却是很享受的在做的事情。
You see, she was doing the very same things.But now it was with a heart of love.
事实上他做的事情都是一样的，但是呢是出于爱就不同了。
That made the difference.
因为这样有所不同。
Acts of service can be cooking a meal.
服务的这样的行动啊，可以是为对方煮一餐饭。
Making the house look good.
把房子整理得很好。
Washing the car.
洗车子。
Getting the car fixed,
把车子整理好。
Painting the bedroom,
把家里面啊油漆好。
Fixing a leaky pipe,
把一个会漏的管子修好。
Helping your son write a school report,
帮助你的孩子一起帮他完成一个学校的报告。
Taking the family to visit a friend,
带着家人去访问你的朋友。
Mailing a letter for someone,
为一个人去送信。
Picking the baby up when it cries.
当婴儿哭的时候，你抱起他来。
Find an envelope for someone who needs it.
有人需要一个信封的时候，你帮他找到了。
Run an errand.
帮人家跑跑腿。
Visit a sick friend.
去看一个生病的朋友。
Make the bed.
把床铺好。
Give the guest some tea.
端给客人一杯茶。
And many more.
还有很多。
But you see, these acts of service require something.
那这些服务呢，都有一些付出。
We have to consider them. They have to come to our mind.
那么这些事情呢，需要首先到你的心思里面来。
So we must be alert to see how we can serve.
所以首先你要很警觉的知道对方需要什么。
Sometimes it takes foreknowledge. We have to think, if this happens, if the baby cries, I'll pick her up so my wife can go on cooking supper.
有时候需要先做一点事先的一种想法，比如说呢，你想到说，如果婴儿哭的话，我最好去把他抱起来，让我的太太可以专心做饭。
It takes energy.
也需要你付出你的力量。
It takes our time.
你的时间。
And also it means there's a devotion there toward that person.
而且要对对方有一种爱。
And if all of this is done with a favorable spirit, we are expressing love.
如果你做这些都是出于你里面的一个就是一个施恩还有爱的一种心灵的话，那么你就是在表达你的爱了。
You see, we can do all of those things for a person, but if our spirit is in resentment, it doesn't show love.
当然，你也可以带着一种恼恨来做这些事情，但是呢，这样子你就不是爱对方而做。
Love makes so much difference to the one that you're showing it to.
对对方显示，如果有爱的话，就会造成很不同的结果。
And also to yourself, who is now doing it with a kind, loving spirit.
对你自己也是一样，如果出于爱的话，你做得非常的恩慈，很仁慈。
Now let me tell you about a couple.
我要告诉你一对夫妇。
Jim and Mary were married 2 years.
Jim 呢，还有 Mary 呢，他们已经结婚两年了。
And they were having a very rough time with each other.
他们彼此相处得非常不好。
He was very critical of the way she kept the house.
先生对太太整理家事的方法呢，非常的不中意。
And he felt she did not like the things he did for fun.
他也感觉到他不喜欢他先生去做一些娱乐的事情。
She felt like he never helped her and always wanted her to do like his mother did.
他觉得先生从来不帮助他，而且要求他要像他自己的母亲一样做。
He complained the house was never clean when he got home, the baby's face was always dirty, and supper was never ready.
先生常常抱怨说呢，家里面呢也不整理好，然后婴儿的脸非常的脏，晚饭呢也没有来得及做好。
She complained that he never did anything around the house.
他却抱怨说自己的先生从来不在家里面帮忙。
All he wanted to do was to go to work and to go fishing.
他先生所做的就是去工作，还有去钓鱼。
He expects me to do everything, even wash the car, she said.
太太说呢，甚至连车子也要我洗。
Now, before they were married, Jim would visit her home.
在他们结婚之前，先生呢，常常去这个女孩子的家。
He would help her dry the dishes.
他就会帮助他擦干碗盘。
He even vacuumed the floor.
甚至帮他弄地板。
And he would help her with her schoolwork.
然后呢，也帮他做功课。
She said that is what I loved about him.
这个太太说呢，这就是因为我爱他的原因。
He was different than the other boys.
他跟别的男孩子不一样。
He would go to the places that she wanted him to go to, and he pleased her in many other ways.
不管他要去哪里 ，Jim 就会跟着他一起去，而且呢，他要做什么，他都可以帮他做。
When asked why he did this for her before he was married, he said, "That is what I would want someone to do for me if they cared about me."
那这个太太就问他说：“为什么以前结婚以前你可以帮我做这些，现在不做了呢？”那现在这个 Jim 就说呢。我做那些是因为我也希望别人为我做的。
But after marriage, he thought you were to do like his mother and father did.
但是结婚之后，他就想说，应该就是跟爸爸妈妈一样的婚姻吧。
His dad worked, and his mother took care of the house.
他的爸爸工作，然后妈妈管家务。
Now, they didn't realize it.But both of their love language was service.
他们没有意识到他们彼此的爱的语言都是服务。
Now, Mary was not doing the things that he wanted her to do because she resented him trying to make her like his mother instead of showing his love toward her.
Mary 不想为她先生做任何的事情呢，因为她先生要求她要像自己的母亲一样，而呢没有对她表示爱。
And Jim resented their marriage Because she was not doing things to show her love for him.
那么这个 Jim 这个先生呢，他觉得不满意，是因为他的太太并没有用服务来表达他对他的爱。
A counselor told them to make a list of a few things that would make them feel loved if each would do for each other.
一个帮他们协调的谘商者就告诉他们说，写下一个条子来，写出来你希望对方为你做什么。
Then each month they could add a new service that they would like to have done.
每一个月可以再加一两条，然后希望对方做的。
It made such a difference in their marriage.
在他们的婚姻里面造成很大的不同。
Let us see if we can learn something from their experience.
让我们看看能不能从他们的经验学习一些事情。
As I told you before, what a couple does for each other before they are married does not mean they will do it after they are married.
我跟你说过，一对夫妇他们结婚前跟结婚后的一些行为所做的不见得会一样。
This is a principle that you must remember.
这个原则你一定要记得。
The in love feeling will die after marriage, and we go back to the person we really are.
那种恋爱时候的那种感觉呢，会消失，会死寂了，然后你要回到你原来的自己。
Second, we learn that love is a choice.
第二个，我们学到爱是一个决定，一个抉择。
And love cannot be demanded.
爱是没有办法要求或用严厉的方法来要求的。
In marriage, one great point to remember is to request something, not to demand it.
在婚姻里面的一个很重要的重点要记得，不是那种命令，而是请求。
Remember, we demand things of a three-year-old child,but not of our husband or wife.
我们对三岁的孩子可以用命令的，用要求的，但是呢，对太太跟先生是不能这样子的。
They may do what is demanded, but it will not be an expression of love.
他们或许做了，但是呢，并不是出于爱而做。
And it may well turn to resentment.
然后会转为恼恨。
Life can get very boring doing the same thing every day.
在我们的生活中都做同样的事情会转成很无聊。
Particularly because you have to do it.
特别是你一定要做的时候，必须做的时候。
But when there is love, there you have a purpose that has its rewards.
但是如果出于爱而做的话，那你会觉得你是有目的的，而且呢，你是有报赏的。
I love Jesus very much and have committed myself to his work.
我很爱耶稣，而且呢，我把我自己委身在他的工作上面。
At times, it is very pressing work to keep up with everything.
有时候呢，一些工作实在是很大的压力，有时候都做不来。
But I love it because I love him.
但是因为我爱耶稣，所以我就喜爱去做。
Can I ask you a question?
可不可以问你一个问题？
Would your life be different if instead of doing things out of resentment, you would do them out of love?
如果你现在是从爱去做的话，你想你的生命会有什么不同吗？
The third point is that if you're mature enough that when your wife or husband or children criticize you for your behavior, it will give you an ideaWhat is their love language?
第三点就是，如果你成熟的话，当你的太太或先生或孩子们在批评你的一些行为的时候呢，那等于就给你一个观念，也就是对方爱的语言的一个信息跟观念。
Because a person tends to criticize where they have the deepest emotional need.
因为当对方常常会去批评你那一点的时候，表示他们有很深的那方面情绪的需要。
Listen carefully and you will find the love language that can help you on your way to a better marriage.
你小心的听，就会找到对方的爱的语言，然后可以帮助你的这种婚姻的问题。
In this modern age, there is a problem that happens in many new marriages.
现时代我们这个新的时代呢，有很多新的问题，婚姻的问题。
The young man may have been used to a mother who was very efficient, who cooked well, kept the home very nice.
男孩子很习惯于自己的母亲很会很能干做家事的这样的能力。
Then he marries a young woman who really doesn't know how to take care of a house and is not very good at cooking, for she has studied most of her life.
而你结婚的对象刚好是那些都在学校念书，从来没有学习怎么样照顾家事，怎么样煮饭的女孩子。
Her husband becomes very unhappy.
这样子先生会变得非常的不快乐。
And she is very frustrated.
太太也会很有挫败感。
Because she really doesn't know how to keep a house and her business life going together.
因为太太真的不晓得该怎么样把工作跟家事做得同时做得很好。
Sometimes the wife will not accept it.
有时候太太也不接受。
Then they must face a choice of what will they do?
那这样的话就要面对一个抉择，到底他们该怎么办？
Is the wife going to take the challenge of taking care of the home and her business and help to fill her husband's emotional tank? Or is she going to let her marriage be broken?
这个太太是不是要接受这样的挑战，不但做工作，而且要把家事学习做好，来满足先生的情绪上面的需要，还是说就让他去，让这个婚姻破裂？
This is a very serious problem.
这是一个很严重的问题。
It may not seem to some folks, but it is to many young couples.
或许问题不同，但是呢，对现在的年轻的婚姻的话，倒是有很多雷同的地方。
There, both of them are going to have to work together to make the home what it needs to be.
两个人要一起来做，来协调，好让啊彼此来建立自己的家。
If you face this problem,Then work together at it.
如果你有这个问题的话，两个人一起来改进。
If the husband is willing for the wife to work, then he may have to help her in the home.
先生如果容许太太去工作的话，先生就要帮助太太一起做家事。
But she will need to put her priorities in the right place because her home is her first duty.
而太太需要把她的做家事里面这样的一个角色呢当作最重要的，因为那是他的责任。
Now I want to talk about something a little different.
接下去我要谈一点比较不同样的。
I'm going to talk about service where a person feels like they have had to do it.
那另外一种的那种服务呢，就是不做不行的。
Dr. Chapman said, some women may say,I have been doing everything for my husband for the last 20 or 30 years, and I have been no more than a doormat to him.
Chapman 博士这样说，他说有一些妇女呢，或许有这样的想法，就是呢，他们为自己的先生啊，做了20年、30年的同样的工作，什么都做了，但是呢，他们不过是先生的一个啊，那种擦脚的垫子而已。
She may say he ignores me.He mistreats me. He makes fun of me in front of other members of the family or friends.
他们有那种想法，就是呢，先生会对他们错待，或者是取笑他们，在人家面前呢轻看他们。
I have been performing acts of service, but not out of love, but guilt and resentment.
太太的想法是，我什么都做了，都去服务了，但是呢，不是出于爱，而是里面的那种。愧疚感或者是恼恨。
Maybe you have been that way for the whole family and you resent it.
或许你就是这样对你的家人，但是呢，你心里面有恼恨。
Now let us look at a doormat.
我们来看看这个擦脚的这个擦鞋垫。
You can wipe your feet on it.
你可以把你的脚在上面擦。
You can step on it.
你可以踩在上面。
You can kick it.
你把它踢开。
Do you what you want to it.Because it does not have a will of its own.
因为这个擦脚垫、擦鞋垫本身没有任何的意识，所以呢，你要做什么都可以。
Now the doormat can be your service, but it'll never be your lover.
这个擦脚垫呢，可以成为你的仆人，但是呢，从来没有办法成为你的你所爱的情人。
Actually, to make you serve, they may manipulate you by guilt.
他们可以用你的 愧疚感来掌控你来服侍他。
They may say, if you were a good wife or good husband, you would do this for me.
他这样说，如果你是一个好的妻子的话，或者是好的先生，你应该为我做这个事情。
Some use fear.
有些人呢，用害怕。
They'll say, you'll do this or you'll be sorry.
威胁就是说呢，如果你不做的话，你会觉得遗憾。
This is not love. And no one should be a doormat.Or allow anyone to make them a doormat.
这个不是爱，所以没有一个人要成为这种擦脚垫，也没有一个人可以让你去做擦脚垫。
We were created with emotion, intelligence, and a will, so we have the ability to make decisions.
我们是有这种情绪，我们的被造是有情绪，还有理性，还有意志的，所以呢，我们是有能力做决定的。
And besides that, when we allow another person to manipulate us, it is not helping that other person.
另外呢，如果我们容许对方来掌控我们去做的话，那么我们并没有帮助对方。
You are allowing them to make terrible habits that are not good.
等于说你容许对方养成一种很不好的习惯，不是好的习惯。
You must make them see that it is love that faces them and lets them know you care for them too much to let them become that kind of cruel person.
你要让他们看到，因为你爱他，所以呢，不让他成为那种很严厉、很凶的人，所以你才要用爱来面对他，让他知道。
Here are some of the acts of service that can help them to feel loved, those who need service as their love language.
对于那些服务是他们爱的语言的人呢，这一些特性可以帮助他们满足他们心里的情绪需要。
When you see they need help, just step in and help them.
当他们需要帮助的时候，马上去帮助。
Maybe your wife is cooking and the baby is crying because it's wet.
比如说你的太太在煮饭，然后呢，婴儿的他的尿布已经湿了。
Step in and change the diaper.
就赶快去帮他换尿布。
Company is coming and your wife needs some help, so just give her a little helping hand.
有时候有人来了，朋友来了，然后你太太需要帮助，你就帮她一下忙。
Do some of the duties together.
一起做一些责任的事情。
Go shopping, clean together, or maybe run some errands.
两个人一起做事情，比如说呢，买东西，或者是一起做清洁工作，两个人一起去跑腿。
Keep your eyes open to see when your husband or wife may have a need.
常常张开眼睛，可以观察到你的丈夫或你的妻子，他们有什么需要。
Understand the right thing to do, even when you do not like to do it.
有时候你不想做，但是呢，你如果觉得是应该做的，那么你可以去做的，就赶快去做。
Maybe you don't like to change the diaper.
或许你并不喜欢去帮婴儿换尿布。
But your wife is very busy.
可是你的太太又很忙。
And the right thing to do is to help her.
那最好的可能就是去把她换尿布。
Then last, when your husband's family or your wife's family has a need, help them with it.
如果你的先生或你太太的家人有需要的话，也帮他们。
You can say, I'll take your dad to the doctor.
比如说呢，我可以带你爸去看医生。
When someone needs this type of love language of service, it isn't difficult when it's done with love.
当对方的需要，他的情绪需要是服务的话，那么你只要付出一些行动，事实上你出于爱心去做是不难的。
We would be very happy if you would send a question to us.And that we could help you with, we would be very happy.
我们会很希望或很高兴来帮助你，如果你愿意把你的问题用通信来写给我们的话。
I will finish the last one on physical touch the next time.
那么下一次我会来完成最后的爱的语言，就是肢体的触摸。《祝我新曲》这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供， 由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。